No more chit chat. Okay. So I want to talk about Ramban. I actually talked about last year, but I don't want to focus on what I focused on last year. So basically, I feel like I have this like chip on my shoulder about having my pshat for the Ramban at the end of Bo, and this is a very important makor for understanding that. But we're not going to focus on that. But if you really want to understand that Ramban, read this Ramban. Read this Ramban Vav Beis and see what he says. But I want to talk about something very specific, and it kind of uses as a springboard for you know going in a certain direction with this Ramban. So it starts off with Shkoyach. Yeah, good. Vaydaber Elokim El Moshe Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem Vayira El Avraham El Yitzchak El Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lohem. So very. Anytime we deal with Shemos of Hashem, I feel like we kind of just a. It's a marker to us that we don't really know what's going on. Meaning we being me. And maybe you guys have more expertise with Shem Hashem and the different. Also, there are different shittos. But it's very a little bit cryptic what this means. And you have to look back at the psukim by the avos and which Shemos Hashem were used and what exactly it means. Because the Chorah Shem Hashem does appear. And the Ramban has a whole. If anybody needs sheets, also over here. The Ramban has a whole mahalach, which basically, to put it in a nutshell, is that. Elokim, or Kel Shakai, represents koach, but it also represents control over the natural order. And Shmi Hashem, which in some way represents Hashem's essence, is the ability to go beyond the natural order. And when it said to the Avos, that everything that was done to the Avos was in terms of Avram and Sarah being saved from, I don't know, Abimelech, being saved in famine, and according to the Midrash, or Kastim, and everything that was going on to the Avos was within the natural order, but it was done with this intense hashkacha that was miraculous, but it wasn't miraculous in the sense of turning water into blood, or turning dust into lice or something like that. So what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, or what Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, is everything that was done to the Avos was within the natural order. Shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. But I did not act in a way that really showed them the idea that I am Hashem not only within the order, but beyond the order of the natural world. And it's a very important makor for understanding the Ramban Shita about what, if there's an idea called nature. When he says everything's a miracle, what does that mean? But I don't want to focus on the piece in general. I want to focus on something very specific. Let's see. Aval schar kola Torah v'ansha ba'olam hazeh. So I apologize. Those looking in the Ramban inside, I don't know how you're going to find it. But those who have the sheets, it's the second paragraph, the fifth line, towards the end of the line. Aval schar kola Torah v'ansha ba'olam hazeh hakol nisim v'hein nistarim. Right? This Ramban has said this idea many times. That all reward, all punishment in the Torah, or everything that happens in our world, it's all miraculous in the sense that there's no natural connection between somebody who, he speaks Lashon Hara and then he stubs his toe. Like, there's no reason those two things should be connected. But everything in the world is miraculous. It's all part of Hashem's Hashkacha. Yechashe behem la roem shu min hago sha'olam. Somebody who sees that things are just natural. But everything is really reward and punishment. This is the line this is going to be the springboard. For this reason, the Torah will elaborate on rewards that happen in our world, in this world. The Torah does not describe what happens to the soul afterwards, in the next world, in the Olam HaNeshamos. Listen to the sheet of the Ramban. Unbelievable. He's going to elaborate on this. The idea that if Am Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, there's going to be rain, that's a miracle. The idea there's going to be peace, that's a miracle. The idea the person has, right, that's natural. But the idea that the soul will continue and that soul will be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's natural based on its construction, based on its nature. It'll return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave it. If I get there to Vayikra, I'll explain this. And Baruch Hashem, he did, and we have it. Okay, so that's the next Ramban on the sheet here. So this is maybe a little bit of a different Ramban. I feel like often the Ramban, I have like a certain like Musar message or life machshava message. This is just general machshava about Olam Haba and why the Torah doesn't discuss Olam Haba. We're going to see the Ramban Shita, see other Shitas, I think all of them, right? Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, we see different levels of what the Neshama is, what the Torah is, why the Torah focuses on what it focuses on. It's an important topic in and of itself and I feel like it has interesting implications. So says the Ramban over here in Achrimos. He's talking about the idea of Kares.
V'teda v'tazkil, you should understand and appreciate, think, ki achrisus haniskaros benefesh. When the Torah says, right, v'nichrisu hanefashos ha'osos, when it talks about the idea of Christos, the person's soul is going to get cut off, what does that tell us? B'tachon gadol b'kiyum hanefashos, achrei hamisa. So that is assuming that the soul's natural state is that it continues. And chalila, the person does such a chait that it's going to cut off the nefesh. But what does that say? The natural say is that the nefesh continues. Uvmata naschar ba'olam hanashamos. This pasuk is hinting to us the idea of schar in olam haba. Ki ba'amru yisparach, when Hashem says, v'nichrasa nefesh ahi, mekerev ama. Hashem says the soul will be cut off. Right? It doesn't say mos yamusu, right? The me'ambam. It doesn't say a lashon of misa. It's a lashon of kares, of the nefesh. V'nichrasa ha'nefesh ha'imil fanai. All those lashonos, yorek ya'nefesh ha'chotas hiti chares ba'avono. That tells us that if a soul sins, then it's going to get cut off because of its sin. V'shar nefashos asher lo chatu, but all other souls that don't sin, tiena kayamos lefanov biziv ha'elyon, will be continuing to exist in the presence of Hashem's upper splendor. Ulekachu mefarish nefesh hahi avona ba, ki avona asher ba hi achrisana. Therefore the Torah says, this nefesh has a sin upon it. Ad kedekach, it's going to be cut off. They tell you that in general, that's not the state. V'tama inin, you want to know the reason why, says the Ramban. Ki nishmas ha'adam ner Hashem. The neshama is the light of Hashem, asher nufcha be'apeinu, which is blown into our nostrils, into our bodies. Mipi elyon v'nishmas shakai, right? It's the neshama of Hashem. It's chelek elokam imal. Kamo she'ne'amar v'yipach bi'apav nishmas chaim. Hashem breathed into into him the soul of life. It's interesting. I feel like the Ramban, maybe other Mefarshim as well, but the Ramban, everybody takes Bereishis so seriously, but the Ramban looks at Bereishis almost as a map for like everything, for like on so many levels. The Ramban's looking at Bereishis as like, what's the theme of Sefer Bereishis? It begins with Parshas Bereishis. What's the idea of the nature of man? What's the idea of how about human history? The Ramban talks about Shemitahs and Yovlos as like patterned after the Bries HaOlam and Yimos HaMashiach. Like there's so much going on in Bereishis which is relevant to like humanity forever. So it says the Ramban, you want to know what man is? Look at those parshios. Look at the parshio, the creation of man. This neshama, this nefesh, is from Hashem. It's eternal. It's infinite. Somehow this infinite idea is trapped in our finite bodies. And of course, once the finite shell breaks, goes away. So that infinite thing will continue. The idea of the neshama, it's not something which is... what would you say, composed? It's not something which is made up of different elements. It's not natural. It's not physical, which naturally will break up. Physical things are made up of different components, elements, and they break down. There's no reason for it to be created or destroyed. But it's something which is fit to exist forever, and it's like a malach. These independent intellects. I don't know, like terms that we're not so familiar with. Ulekach, for that reason, lo yistarech hakasav lomar ki bischus hamitzvos yekiyumo. Therefore, the Torah doesn't have to say if you keep Shabbos and you learn Torah and you know to speak lashon hara, you'll get the reward of olam haba. Rather, it only talks about in the negative. If you, chalila, are entrenched in chait, then Hashem says, I'll be disgusted by you, I'll be mitame you, and I'll cut that nefesh off. Therefore, the Torah uses the lashon of kares. What's the lashon of kares? Ki anaf hanichras min ha'ilan. It's like a branch that's nichras, that's cut. It means cut from the tree from which its roots provide life. Meaning to say, I think what's the nimshal? Am Yisrael is this tree with 600,000 or millions of little leaves and branches, and the root the trunk somehow is Klal Yisrael as a unity, and the roots are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who provides life to this tree. So chalila, if a branch gets cut off, it's being cut off from its source. Okay, fine. That's just continuing that idea. So this is the Ramban. The idea, why does the Torah, the question we're now going to see several answers to, and this is not exhaustive. I picked the Sefer HaIkarim, the Maharal, Rabbeinu Bechaye, each with a different approach. I'm sure there's other approaches. These are ones that either I knew about or found with a quick search. I'm sure there's other approaches. But the Ramban's answer to the question of why does the Torah not discuss Olam Haba, it's because if you learn Parshas Bereishis, then you know there's Olam Haba. What the Torah is being mechadish to us is two things. First of all, the idea of schar va'onesh in this world. That's unnatural. The idea that there should be rain and peace and famine, whatever, based on a person's actions, that's unnatural, and the Torah has to stress that. And so too, the idea of kares is unnatural. But everything else is a natural state of being. So if a person understands the Torah, of course there's olam haba. I think there's a quote from Rav Kook. I don't know if I'm butchering the quote. I think Rav Kook, we could get a verification. Rav Kook said something to the effect that he never has any doubts about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes he has doubts about the world. Meaning to say, he's like so connected to the only true reality, everything else seems like a dream. Like something like that. So the Rambam says somebody has a perspective, everything, the only thing real is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My nefesh is connected to that ultimate source of life, so of course that'll continue. Everything else is a chiddush, therefore it has to be stressed. Okay? Interesting answer. Sefer Ikarim, Yosef Albo, I think the 1400s or so, one of the Rishonim. So he says as follows. And honestly, it's like each answer is good. Like, it's not like one is like, I don't know. Like, every answer seems like really good. So let's get other answers. V'hinei, mevu'ar ki hayi'udim hakolalim l'chlal ha'uma, lo yitachein shiyu nafshiim. When you have rewards, punishments that have to do with the entire nation, they can't be talking about olam haba. Hashem can't reward or punish in a general sense to Klal Yisrael when it comes to Olam Haba. What I think he says this in the next paragraph. We're not going to have time to read everything in all these makoros, but I think he says Mefurish in the next paragraph. But the assumption of Sefer Ikarim is the Torah is addressed to Klal Yisrael. The Torah is not addressed to any one individual in Klal Yisrael. It's just to Klal Yisrael as Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says that the Torah can't discuss Olam Haba, Schar Va'onesh, and Olam Haba because you can't punish or reward in a general sense. You can only punish or reward in a general sense in this world. That's the only place where it's fair to do that. So he says, "Lo yitachen shiyu nafshim she'afim tiyeh ha'uma bechlala tzedekes tzidkas veruya lechay olam haba." Even if 80%, 90% of Klal Yisrael is doing what they're supposed to be doing, and therefore you think as a whole that this Am deserves olam haba, so Hashem should say, "If Am Yisrael is doing what it's supposed to be doing, look at olam haba." Yefshe shenomar sharasha asher ba yiske lechay olam haba leman chamishim atzidikim asher bekirba. Right, referencing the pesukim by Avram and Sdom, but it doesn't. It's not correct to somehow give Olam Haba to a Rasha because he's part of Klal Yisrael, which as a whole is acting in the right way. It could be this person is deserving the most punishment that he's in such a good environment and he's still refusing to serve Hashem. But it can't be you're going to promise Olam Haba because you know most people are doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's going to be corrupt. And therefore, when the Torah is talking about schar v'onesh, it has to be in this world. If you have a people, a nation, that's mainly doing what they're supposed to be doing, therefore, that nation, as like a goof, as it were, as a klal, deserves a klal kind of reward. So that am doesn't deserve to have war, doesn't deserve to have famine, doesn't deserve to have sickness, etc., like a plague. Fine, he says the Torah's rewards or punishments, generally speaking, are general kinds of ideas. And that makes sense in this world, but you just can't have a general reward in Olam Haba or general punishment in Olam Haba. Everybody's going to get rewarded or punished exactly based on what they've incurred, what they're entitled to. And therefore, the Torah just can't discuss Olam Haba because it's discussing things that are only appropriate to discuss with the klal as a klal. So okay, now you could just bring the question back. Why is the Torah not talking about individuals? Why is it talking about the klal? But if you think about it, it's true. I mean, everything in the Torah is addressed to the klal. And therefore, says the Sefer Ikarim, it doesn't make sense in that context to start talking about Olam Haba. It just doesn't fit. Okay. Let's look at the Maharal. Tiferes Yisrael. So the Maharal, I've always felt a bit of guilt when I learned the Maharal. Why? Because I feel like growing up in America, and I grew up in America, went to YU, YU Smicha, and then made Aliyah. I just never learned Maharal. Never learned Maharal. And it's just very foreign to me. And I feel like I'm not appreciating exactly what he's saying sometimes because I'm just not familiar with his terminology, with the way he speaks. So I'll tell you what I think the Maharal is saying, but I'm often not sure, okay? So it says the Maharal as follows. It's like learning Rav Kook. You gotta be in that world to really appreciate what's going on. But, Seder. Let's see what we can do. Kimar shenizkar schar olam hazeh betorah. When the Torah discusses rewards in this world, Why is it discussing only in this world, not Olam Haba? Ki haTorah hi ba lahashlim es haOlam. The purpose of the Torah, it's a blueprint, right? It's a blueprint for life in this world. That's what makes the Torah so unique, that it's not only Schar V'Onish is this world, but its whole focus is this world. That's the Chiddush of the Torah, that we're not looking at, even though it's trying to kind of bring us to this connection with something infinite and beyond our world, but the pathway to do it is by regular life in our world. That's called a Torah Kula, right? Ida Zil Gmor. So therefore, says the Maharal, the purpose of the Torah is to perfect life in this world. L'salik es chisar olam hazeh, to remove everything that's deficient in this world. There are certain things, there are certain flaws, certain issues in this world that we need to perfect, we need to improve. Right? If you follow my mitzvot, you'll have rain, and there's going to be peace, and there's going to be health, etc. Ki haTorah hi seder haolam. The Torah is a guide for this world. L'kayim seder olam hazeh, to make this world perfected. V'mata omer she'em mazkir b'Torah olam haba. If you're going to say, if you act in this world in a certain way, you're going to get olam haba. Kedi li yashir ha'adam ela olam haba. To say a person should act in the straight and narrow to get to olam haba. Imkein lo hayadai ba'olam hazel li yashir es bruav. You're saying the way to perfect this world is by focusing on the next world. And there's something just not true about that. Rakasher maftiach lam olam haba. Only because you're thinking about olam haba would you do what's right in this world. Imkein haya nivra olam hazel bal chisar. That means that this world is not self-sufficient. You can't perfect this world in this world. It's only because you're thinking about the next world. It'll only be perfected because you're thinking about Olam Haba. But that's not true. That's not MS. Hashem made this world complete. Again, another thing about the Maharal is there's a lot of repetition. And things like different like approaches in the Maharal, is it to just hammer the point down? Each repetition is actually adding a new nofech, a new like subtlety. But beseder, but there, either way, there seems to be a repetition. That's why the Torah only mentions rewards in this world. Therefore, Hashem's saying, if you follow the mitzvot, it will perfect your life in this world. And your life in this world will be pleasant and blessed. And you'll have a certain goodness in this world if you follow Hashem's Torah in this world. The Torah is supposed to be a guide, a self-sufficient guidebook for how to live in this world, even though it's obviously about connecting with things beyond our world. And therefore, the Torah is only discussing this world and its rewards and punishments. So to summarize, we'll icon for the Maharal for now. So we have these three approaches, the Ramban, saying, why are we focusing on only this world? Because that's unnatural, that's miraculous, but Olam Haba is natural and clear. Sefer HaYikarim, because it's addressed to Klal Yisrael as a Klal, and you can't talk about rewards and punishments for the Klal in Olam Haba, only in Olam Hazeh. And for the Maharal, because the Torah is a guidebook for this world and has to be self-sufficient within this world. One more answer. Again, Elu Ve'ilu, I think they're all seem things that we can understand. They all seem very good. Okay, one more answer, the Rebbeinu Bechaye. The Rebbeinu Bechaye is talking about, if you want to remember this for Rosh Hashanah, or Parshas Emor, but he's talking about Zichron Tru Yelachem. Why did the Torah not say on Rosh Hashanah you're going to get judged, and somehow the shofar is a way to bring Rachamim in judgment? Why do we have these cryptic statements of Zichron Trua? That's what the Rebbeinu Bechaye is talking about, and Tokhid Ezeh, he talks about Olam Haba. Other parshios, whatever, talking about Chaka Asif, or it tells you what it's about. Rosh Hashanah, it's like we don't. If you just look at the psukim, you have no idea what it's talking about. Anything in the Torah that has to do with the foundations of our religion and the yesodos of our religion, the deeper it is and the more fundamental it is, it's also something which is more vague, because it's so deep that you can't just say it straight out, because you can't put it into words. It's something you have to just understand and learn about over years. You can't just say it. And therefore, the Torah talks about it in a very concise way. Just have it on your hands and on your eyes. If besides the Mesorah, we wouldn't know what it's talking about. Gamlo meaning a partial is kamahain, gamla inu masigim and mashmos aksum makobos of a goof from your chadim. Fine. Let me skip. Gamkan, I skipped down like a couple lines. I don't know how many lines. I'm in the middle of the line. Be'echad l'chodesh utchilas cheshbon ha'asara hanishlam yom ha'kippurim. We're talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's the first day of the year. It's the beginning of this intense process which ends with Yom Kippur. Yishbo min ha'sod va'alama. It's language is deep and hidden. Shrei ha'kos v'listom v'lachtom k'derach sharin yonei ha'torah stumim. The Torah shouldn't explain. These are deep ideas. Hashem is the melech. He's judging. The idea of din v'rachim v'rachim v'din. The idea to overturn judgments. V'stimasam k'fi rov ha'alamasam. They're It's written in an intentionally ambiguous way because it's so deep. For that reason, the Torah does not discuss explicitly Olam HaNeshamos. V'stimaso the Rov He'elamuso. The reason why it's hidden is because it's so beyond comprehension. Ki haTorah l'hamon Yisrael nitna. The Torah is given to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Lo liyichidim shebehem bilvah. Not only to yichidis skula, those who are, you know, in the sugyas and chagiga, who are learning Ma'aseh Bereishis and Ma'aseh Merkava. It's given to all of us. And you can't comprehend it unless you have the proper preparation for it. All the more so, people who are just, who are not learned and just can't relate to these things in the true way. I don't think it's his mashal, but maybe it is, but this is a mashal that's said. Levishu hafcho, just like a fish can't comprehend the concept of fire, because it's just, it just anti its environment that it's in. Kena olam ha'hu hasich li b'hevech min olam hazagashmi. The idea to comprehend what it means to live in a world which is completely spiritual is impossible to properly understand if you're in a physical environment. Vein balachomer yachol asigo ba'od shu b'chomer. A person who's in the physical world just can't comprehend. V'akein utzrucha Torah levar ha'yu'udem ha'gufaniyim ha'musagim ha'mon l'chush ha'ayin. Therefore the Torah can relates to things we can relate to. To schar ba'onesh b'olam hazeh. Mituch osam ha'yudim shem ha'chanos ma'ashi tzarek adam yava adam el ha'taklus ha'u shu ikar ha'kavana. And if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing to get the rewards in this world, me'ila Hashem will reward us with olam haba, but we can't discuss that because it's beyond comprehension. At least b'torah shebichsav. So again, I think all these shitas are so yisodistic. And elu ve'elu, but again, the Ramban's, how did the Ramban get here, Bechlau? The Ramban was talking about, right, Shem Hashem lo nodati lahem, Shem Hashem has to do with manipulating the world to give reward and punishment in a miraculous way. He says, you should know the Torah is talking about rewards and punishments in this world because that's unnatural, that's irrational. But to talk about schar v'onesh olam haba, the Torah doesn't need to talk about that. It's implicit in the whole idea of Sefer Bereishis. And the Torah talks about it in the negative sense when it talks about kares, but it's implied. It's implied in terms of if you know what Bereishis means. And then Sefer Yikarim is because the Torah is addressed to Klal Yisrael. The Maral because the Torah is about this world. And Rebbeinu Bechaya because the Torah can only discuss things which we can comprehend. Each of these things are just deep ideas that deserve a share in and of themselves, but at least hopefully important thoughts in terms of olam haba, the Torah, and life in general.
I can.